We are Quixie 98.3. Hey, so I'm going to do a little blast from the past here. You might remember way, way back before I took over the afternoons, when Brian was still in the afternoons, he had to have some surgery and he was gone for a few weeks. And I came up with a bunch of excuses for him at why he couldn't be in. So I'm going to go over a couple of these. I actually still have all these excuses that I came up with. For example, Brian couldn't make it in because he ate a can of cat food instead of tuna and was feeling ill. He got his arm stuck in the blood pressure machine at Kroger's and couldn't get it out. He hurt his arm while reaching to grab a falling sandwich. Or how about this one? He had to attend the funeral of his wife's cousin's pet because he was the uncle and a paw bearer. Okay, I know that one was pretty corny, but someone glued all his doors and windows shut and he couldn't get out of the house. Or, for example, he couldn't make it in because he was bitten by a duck. So I bring up those classic excuses for Brian, why he couldn't make it into work, because I've got a question that I'd like to ask you.
Adam's burning question.
All right, so for today's burning question, I really would like to know, what is the best excuse that you've used for being late or not being able to make it to whatever destination that it might be? So what excuse can you come up with for being late? And over on our Facebook page, we already have a few answers. Trina says, in this area, it's always because of a tractor on a two-lane road. Been there, done that. Or Mitch says, I got behind an Amish buggy. And Lillian says, you had a flat tire and you're out of gas. For me, it's downtown E-Town. The train was stopped on the tracks. You couldn't get through. Sorry. Anyway, that is today's burning question. I'd like to know, what is the best excuse you have for being late? Let me know.